interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
All right. Well, let's go back to the Porsche story. And I put the pictures up on the Brad and John Facebook page if you want to see them. Thanks to Will and Snoqualmie, who turned us on to this story. It happened earlier this week. Guy buys a $500,000 Porsche, and a half hour after he has it, he puts it into the Snoqualmie River. And you can see pictures of it in the drink and them
banged up in the river.
All that. Yeah.
Not just like got wet, but the whole front end tore up.
And thank you to Rick, who listens to us out of Parksville, BC. He sends us a link to the story that appeared on a website called carscoops.com. Realizing you're no longer in control of your car, your driving is one of the worst feelings imaginable. However, experiencing the sensation from the driver's seat of a new Porsche 911 GTR 3 RS that starts from $241,000, elevates that feeling to a whole new level, especially if you're watching a river rapidly approaching.
Uh-oh.
That was the harrowing experience recently faced by someone in Washington State, as the car they were driving careened into the Snoqualmie River. Photos that surfaced on Facebook and Reddit show temporary license plates on the car at the time of the crash, suggesting that the driver had recently acquired the vehicle and was likely waiting for permanent registration and plates. The driver is, according to the story here, the driver is okay. And, oh, yeah. The bodywork above the rear wheel is so deformed that the fender touches the tire. The chunk of the rear wing also appears to have broken off in the crash. It's not good there.
Had a whale tail,
but
it wasn't supposed to be in the water.
All right, thanks for that story. All right, what do you have?
Well, I'll tell you about some cars that got damaged. A cleaning company in California calls themselves Pink Sponge Cleaning, and they've got a pretty cool little marketing thing. They've got 25 bright pink-colored Volkswagen Bugs. So Pink Sponge Cleaning and their fleet of 25 brightly colored pink Volkswagen Bugs. Well, Saturday, someone broke into the lot where the cars are kept and vandalized a bunch of the cars. The owner, reviewing the security camera, sees three teens just going wild, blasting fire extinguishers, etching into the car's paint, and, quote, breaking every headlight they could. The owner said the teens were desecrating the cars for, quote, hours. She didn't specify on how much time was spent dancing on the car, but there was footage of twerking going on the hoods of these cars, and they pretty much knew they were on camera. John, one of the two female teens was caught. The girls were fifteen-year-old girls doing all this.
You know, though, the girls are the twerkers, aren't they?
But bashing in the car's headlights and all that, and 15-year-old girls.
Yeah, they don't even know what they don't know what they're wrecking there. All right, and then 15, and I'll take you a little younger here for this 911 call. This comes to us courtesy of Atlanta. And this is the Atlanta Police Department put this out, and this is an example of you don't use 911 for these purposes. This is a child here calling 911. I'll tell you what he's saying because it's kind of hard to understand him. He calls 911 and says, "I was just wondering if somebody can order me some hot wings." So here you go.
Atlanta 911, operator 6354. What is your location for your emergency?
I'm on the street. I was just wondering if somebody can order me some hot wings.
Hey, that's not what 911 does.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on the street, and I'm just wondering.
Hot wings.
I wonder if there's like some 911 hot wings type franchise there in Atlanta that would possess the kid to. They don't. Atlanta PD does not give us the name
or rather
the age of the caller.
Atlanta 911, operator 6354. What is your location for your emergency?
I'm on the street. I was just wondering if somebody can order me some hot wings.
Hey, that's not what 911 does.
Okay.